back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples joined by Robin Cole, Executive Director with Pawnee Mental Health Services here in Manhattan. And really, we're going to get into kind of expansion here a little bit. I'm going to talk about the Crisis Stabilization Center. I know that you guys are making some progress there on the facility on Hayes Drive. And
that's right.
It's really coming along here. When does it open?
Well, the Crisis Stabilization Center is going to be opening, I think it's going to be summer of 19. You know, we this is another one of those big kind of headline stories of 2018 when we received the grant for $725,000 from the state of Kansas for a regional crisis stabilization unit. And the need for that really started in probably 2015 when the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services responded to a complaint at Osawatomie State Hospital that uncovered crowded and unsafe conditions at the state hospital, both for employees and for patients. And that complaint resulted in the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services requiring that there be a reduction in the census at the state hospital and that the state hospital address the safety issues. And the impact of that then was that a moratorium was placed on admissions, and individuals who had previously had access to the state hospital were increasingly having to wait in the community and until there was an opening at the state hospital. And as individuals who needed to be hospitalized were increasingly lingering in the community, we started to see more of those individuals in hospital emergency rooms, in hospital intensive care units, in jails, just waiting for access to the basic services that they needed to help stabilize their mental health. And so as a result of that, the state began to recognize a need to develop some intermediate-level services, and those intermediate-level services included this concept of a crisis stabilization center. And so we received this funding to open a voluntary facility that individuals who either maybe their symptoms are increasing or escalating, and if there's not some intervention, they could end up needing to be hospitalized on an involuntary basis at the state psychiatric hospital. Or maybe these are individuals who have recently been discharged from the hospital. And maybe it's from the state psychiatric hospital, or it could be from really any even voluntary facility. And perhaps there are individuals who just aren't quite ready to be discharged to home but need a little more structure before they'll be able to reintegrate back into their community or back into their home. And so we're working with a local contractor and local architect. We've completed the design phase. We're putting together the timeline for completion. We have an updated budget for the project. And so last week we communicated with the state our revised plans to include the updated budget and the updated timeline. And at this point, we're waiting to hear back from the state, and with just some acknowledgement that that the system remains a go, and that we'll be able to provide this service to the community and to people from the 10 counties that we serve. At this point, it's looking like it's going to be closer to summer of 19. I've learned that it takes a lot longer to do a complete remodel of a facility than what I originally imagined.
Well, and when this gets done here, then so as I understand it, they'll be temporarily housed at this facility until they can be taken at the state hospital. Is that?
Well, this facility may be both it may be all that they need. And so individuals who are in this facility may not need to go to the state hospital. There are two distinct services that we'll be providing. One is something called crisis observation, and that'll be a service that is less than 24 hours. An individual can be referred by themselves. They can be referred by a family member. Law enforcement may refer them. The hospital emergency room might refer them. And that individual would be there for up to 24 hours. It would be an opportunity for us to observe them. And if within less than 24 hours, whatever their crisis is stabilizes, then they'll be able to just be returned back home. Other individuals who may be admitted may be individuals who need to be there longer than for just that observation period of time. And so we would look at them as being crisis stabilization patients. Those individuals would be admitted for up to, it's a 72-hour kind of a time period, just in that every 72 hours they would be reassessed to determine whether or not that still is the appropriate level of care for them. Some of them may stabilize within 72 hours and then return home. Others of them may not, you know, they may not stabilize within 72 hours. And perhaps it's that they need to be there longer, so maybe another 72 hours. Part of it may be that they need to be in a more intensive level of care, whether it be a hospital where they're receiving services on a voluntary basis, or whether it's that they need to be at the state psychiatric hospital receiving services on an involuntary basis. So we're imagining that we wouldn't have people staying there for more than 10 days, that those assessments would happen on an every 72-hour basis to determine whether or not they were stabilizing, whether or not they were at a place where they could be discharged back to home, or whether or not they needed to be discharged to a higher level of care.
Gotcha. And as far as staffing, are you going to be adding staff, or will you just continue on with what you have?
We will definitely be adding staff. We've estimated that it'll take a little over 23 FTEs in order to be able to staff this facility on a 24-hour basis. We're, at this point, gearing up to have 6 beds available at a time, and we'll have to have round-the-clock employees whether all 6 beds are full or not, because as is the nature of emergency services, you never know when someone's going to need the service and when you need to be fully staffed. So it is a significant investment in the community to establish this kind of a facility, but the statistics have indicated, and just our own experience indicates, that this is a much needed service in our community.
All right. Always good when we're adding jobs to our economy here.
Yes, that's right. And so, and that's a good point, because we're going to be looking for additional staff. The work that we do today will continue. And so, you know, our need for staffing today isn't going to change based on this new facility. If anything, our need for staffing is going to increase. So certainly for those individuals who have considered a career in a helping profession, this could represent a good opportunity for them.
Absolutely. Well, we've got a caller here, so let's go to the phone line real quick. Good morning. You're on In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
Good morning. Hey, I really applaud you guys and your work that you're doing, and I think it's hugely needed in our community, so I want to say thank you. Question is I know there are different types of facilities, private and public, across the state, not just the state hospitals. On this crisis intervention center, or I'm not sure exactly the phrase you used, is this the only one in the state, and do you know, is there any feedback from the state and your interaction with the previous governor? I know that all changes in January, but is there any indication that they're going to look at this one and see if they're going to do more of these? Because I can see 6 beds. Wow, you're going to be full all the time. So I just want to, I was curious about that question, and then say thanks again.
Yes, thank you for your call. That's a great question. Ours will actually be the 4th such facility in the state of Kansas. There is already a facility in Kansas City. It's RSI. It serves primarily Johnson and Wyandotte counties. There is a similar facility in Wichita, so Sedgwick County, that serves primarily that area. And then there is also a crisis stabilization center in Topeka that is managed by Vallejo Community Mental Health Center. What makes this facility that Pawnee is opening different from those other three facilities is that ours will be the first facility that serves as large of a geographic area as we're talking about. And so we of course serve 10 counties, and so it's an opportunity for us to provide a service that we both are able to take a look at sister community mental health centers that are already providing the service, but we'll also be providing the service in unique ways that the other three mental health centers have not yet had to experience, just because they have a much smaller geographic area to serve than Pawnee Mental Health does. The other thing that's interesting about your question is that in addition to this crisis stabilization kind of a service, the state is also taking a look at this idea of having regionalized psychiatric hospitals throughout the state. And these hospitals would be smaller regionalized versions of the state psychiatric hospital. And so what they would do and how they would augment or supplement the number of beds that are available at the state psychiatric hospital is that local hospitals would open smaller units. They would be required to accept people on something that's called a no-reject, no-eject basis, meaning that if this person meets clinical necessity, the hospital would be required to accept them and to provide whatever services they needed on a voluntary or an involuntary basis. And the purpose of that would be for those individuals, it would take the pressure off of the two state psychiatric hospitals, which are in Osawatomie and Larned State Hospital. It would also allow for individuals to be treated in hospitals closer to their homes rather than being transported all the way to Osawatomie State Hospital or to Larned State Hospital. So there was an RFP that was released by the state. It's been a couple of months ago now. I don't know how the new governor might view this differently than the current administration. My hope would be that the new governor would be as supportive of it as our current governor has been. That would be my hope.
All right. We got to get to a break here. We'll come back with more from Robin Cole. Stay tuned. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
The KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by